Pelo Yoyetz Shinra 52 Oyes Aleph Avas Reim. Welcome everyone. We're discussing now Sino Machmas Kino. We are here to love our fellow Jew, V'Ahavta Re'echa Kamoicha. And one of those ways that we are here to love our fellow Jew is by not having any hatred brought about because of jealousy. Sino machmas kino. Yesh soinei machmas kino. Some people, the Yetzirah attacks us, to hate another Yid because you're jealous of him. He's got the fancier this, the bigger that, the who knows this and who knows what. Okasover shall yidei chaveroi nikpachas panasosai. And not only that, not only does he have things that I don't have, but I don't have it because of him. That's what the person starts telling himself. And it could be that that other person did certain things that stepped on his toes. It's very possible. Is this true? Is the reason why somebody is missing something is because of him? So, I want to share with you the next line over here from the Peleites. And he tells us, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. V'ein ze'el miktani amono. And the reason why a person thinks like this is because of his lower level of emuna, of belief in Hashem, that this person is exhibiting. And he says, when we get to emuna, which is also an aleph, okay, and it's just a couple of pages away, he says, we'll elaborate on this topic. And I want to share with you a gemara, which by now, those who've been listening to the shiurim can probably guess which gemara I'm about to tell you. It's Gemar and Yuma. On Daf what? Daf Lamed Ches, Amud Beis, on the top line of the page. Now, I don't know every single page and where everything is. But this one you have to remember. Luach, Lamed Ches is Luach, is like a board. And it says, Kosvam Aluach Libecha. Write it on the board of your heart. Write it on the heart. A person has to remember this Gemara every single second of his day of his life. Ein Adam Negeya Bemuchin Lechaveroi Afilu Kemole Nima. Let's explain. Ein Adam Negeya. No one can take away anything from anyone. Afilu Kemole Nima. Even a hair's breath. Ein Adam Negeya Bemuchin Lechaveroi Afilu Kemole Nima. No one can take anything away from you. Even a hair's breath. Unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordains it. Unless Hashem says, I'm going to permit it. So if somebody is a scoundrel and does something financially incorrect to you, yes, that person was wrong. And that person has to midine adam, he has to pay back the money he stole. And we have a bezdin, and we have a rule book of how to follow chayshe mishpat, that the person is obligated to give back the money. There's no question about it. But we have to know something even more important than that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who orchestrated it to happen and permitted it to happen. When I say orchestrate, it doesn't mean Hashem told this person to go steal. But he gave that situation to be able to fall out the way it did. Now, it could be, hopefully, a kapara for the person. It could be a kapara for the person. And it is a kapara for the person. The person accepts it as a kapara. It's a kapara for the person. But that's a whole different topic, a whole different category. There's a hatred because of a jealousy, says the Peleites. Look at the words. He's not a Rishon, but look at the words. The person thinks because of him, he's affecting my parnasa. And to that we say, that's incorrect. Ein Odom Nageya The Mucha Nechaveira. Mucha means, says the Gemara, Yuma Daflam and Chesmad Beis, if you're going to get it, if Hashem ordained for you to get it, Hashem says, it's Mucha, you're going to get it. No one can take it away from you. A friend of mine who listens to the Shiurim is an actuary. He says to me, you know, I was just making a calculation. At the rate we're going with the Limud, we should be finished around 3 years from now. He says, that's okay. So it's interesting. I actually planned on covering maybe two more paragraphs, but we covered four lines just now with the prince inside. There's no rush. Let's get the lesson properly, and let's grow in the Emunah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.